Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody. I appreciate you joining us, our second hour for this clearing, eventually Sunday late March. Hey, great day, and I hope that you can get a little gardening done to salvage the weekend. It's been nice to have the lakes filling and getting everything properly hydrated. And as you're hearing, it should be a wonderful year for wildflowers in a few weeks. So that's a good thing as well. South Texas probably already. Just a reminder that this afternoon I will be speaking at 2:30 as a part of the Collin County Master Gardeners Garden Show. If you think of a home and garden show and take out the home and just have all gardening things, that's what they are doing. And it is at the Meyer Event Center in Northwest McKinney. I'll give you a little better directions in just a second. I have a link on my Facebook page to their website for the event. There will be speakers starting at 11 today all the way through the end of the afternoon. I'll speak at 2:30. I'll be there by 1:15 or so in my booth, which is in the big exhibit area. And then the area where I'll be speaking is I forget what they call the separate building, a lovely little building that's to the north of the exhibit building arena. And I'll be speaking there at 2:30. But at 1:15 to about 2:10, I'm going to be signing books, personalizing books as a part of the exhibit hall. So come on out and see us now. How to get there? It is north on Lake Forest from US 380, which is University Drive in McKinney. University Drive takes off, and 380, they're the same thing, takes off Central Expressway, or you can get there from the tollway or from Preston or from Denton, and it's the highway between Denton and McKinney and Greenville and so forth. And so you'll go north at Lake Forest. You'll see the big Baylor Hospital, McKinney Hospital. What a beautiful hospital. And you'll go north at that point about 4 miles up Lake Forest. And I think it may turn into a county road number somewhere up north there. But anyway, just keep going north. You'll wind a little bit, twist just a little bit, but basically go straight north. There's one opportunity to veer left, keep going north. And there will be signs. They always put signs up that the garden show is this way with an arrow. And I'll see you there at 2:30 today. I think the cost is just a couple of dollars donated to a not-for-profit. It's minimal. I think that's for parking. I'm not sure. I don't. Go to the website if you want to see. It's Collin County Master Gardeners Garden Show. And again, I have a link on my Facebook page at Neil Sperry. So anyway, I hope to see you there. There's another big event going on in town, just a little bit bigger, and that would be at the Dallas Arboretum. And we are joined right now by Horticulture Manager at the Dallas Arboretum, Tucker Reed. Tucker, what's your a little bit bigger event called? We'll start with that one.
Well, our little event is called Dallas Blooms, and it's our signature event. And it's one of the largest bulb displays outside of Holland, and it's definitely one of the largest floral displays in the southwest part of the United States. It's based upon the bulb display that we have that focuses 400,000 or so hyacinths, daffodils, and tulips, and as well as blooming shrubs and trees and all kinds of annuals. And so, yeah, it's a little disappointing.
I think you may expect some people to show up. I think people are ready to get out, and I'll bet this afternoon, especially during the week, you guys are going to have some business, I'll bet you. Dallas Blooms at the Dallas Arboretum. Folks, you can go to dallasarboretum.org and get all the details of all the different aspects of Dallas Blooms. It's amazing. And you say the Yoshino cherries are getting ready to bloom this week.
They were pretty well budded. They should be, with what the weather looks like as being a little bit warmer this week. It looks like I would venture a guess that they were already showing a little bit, but not much. But I think with the warmer weather, they'll explode this week.
They're going to pop. That'll be great. All right, you want to feature a plant today called Pearl Bush. How does it get its name?
It gets its name because when it's in bud, it looks like the little shrubs covered in pearls. And so Exocorda is a huge genus of plants. Mm-hmm. There's so many species. And this was actually a hybrid that was done a long time ago, and then they picked a dwarf variety out of it and called it the Bride. The Bride because it's pure white. It's got these little pearl buds. When it blooms, it covers itself in a veil of white flowers, hence the name. So it's just a really easy shrub. You wouldn't want to put it in full sun. This is one that you know, it's going to be a woodland shrub. That's where we have it underneath some magnolias and other small trees. We, average water, pretty tolerant of any soils. It's really easy to grow. There's a couple new varieties that are out on the market, given out that are being pushed by proven winners. One's called Snow Day Surprise. It's about the same size as the Bride, but it has a little bit larger flowers. The other one is Snow Day Blizzard. It's bigger than the Bride, and it still has the larger flowers that they're trying to select for those larger flowers so they can get the bigger floral show. But
those,
this is the shrub that's been around a long time.
Yeah, those names have to be scary to you after what you've been through the last month.
Yeah, you don't necessarily want to have a Snow Day Surprise.
Yeah, no kidding. So. You know what I mentioned to Randy earlier about, as I was doing a preview, Randy Williams at 7:50 for my program, I said, you know, Randy, we've got to keep in mind this for the suburbs, not so much for you guys at the Arboretum, but this in the suburbs is about the average date of the last killing freeze. Average date, and that gets lost in all of this wash of what we've been through. It's just amazing. Exocorda, Macrantha the Bride, Pearl Bush, and Snow Day Surprise, Snow Day Blizzard. Tucker, when you're driving around town, how often do you see Exocordas in landscapes?
In this area, I very rarely see them.
I know, same here.
Only in some older in a few of the old neighborhoods in Fort Worth, I think I've caught a couple. Mm-hmm. But it's not one that's very widely used here. It should be. It's kind of like last week's plant, the Korean Spice Viburnum. Mm-hmm. It's just a plant that on the East Coast people are using, have been for a long time. We just haven't ever picked up on it. We should be picking up on it because they're actually performing really, really well.
All right, and I see that you mentioned iron deficiency as a minor possibility or a possibility. Would we give this kind of the same setting that we'd give azaleas with a little bit of protection from afternoon sun and acidic soil?
Yeah, I would, but I'd be a little bit more – I would push it in a little bit more sun just to make sure I get the bigger floral display.
Gotcha.
I wouldn't put right up underneath the trees like I do azaleas.
All right. Folks, if you go to DallasArboretum.org, you're going to find a button you can click on that says Education, and that's where you'll find out about all of their classes that they offer. And they bring in some of the finest talent in North Texas to teach those classes. If you are a member of the Dallas Arboretum, you get a discount on those. How does somebody become a member, Tucker?
Or you can just remember on the website, you can show up to the garden, or you can even just call and do it all over the phone. So it's there's many, many ways to become a member.
And lots of advantages to being a member. That's great. How do they find the Dallas Arboretum?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit off of I-30. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
Yeah, it's easy to find, easy, and the signs are up, and remote parking when needed is available, and there's just all kinds of stuff. And there's lots of parking right there nearby now. So a 24-hour information number.
It's 214-515-6500.
DallasArboretum.org, open 9 to 5 daily, but you have a special offer for people who are members of the Dallas Arboretum, and what is that?
We do, and if you're a member, you can certainly come in and do your early morning walk. Members can get in at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's just cool. Before the crowds and get that early sunrise, that would be just beautiful. I appreciate you, Tucker. You're the best.
Thank you.
All right, Tucker Reed from the Dallas Arboretum, sponsored today by Sunburst Shutters. This is a company that I just put at the superior level. I don't have any grading scale that I put my advertisers through, but if I did, these folks would be the Hall of Famers. They are just the best it gets. Friendly, outgoing people, as nice as they can be. They are leaders. They are innovators. They developed this product 25 years or more ago. They've been doing shutters a long time. Sunburst Shutters started out in the wood shutter business, making plantation-style shutters. And they can still make wood shutters if that's what you want. And these are 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louver size, but most of their sales are in polywood shutters. This is a man-made material that looks like a very perfectly painted wood. It's not painted, though. It's color fast all the way through, white or off-white. You have those choices of colors. If you need to match a decorative color in your home, they can certainly, in their auto body type spray area, they can certainly paint them for you, but otherwise they're white or off-white. And they operate so easily. They are warp proof, crack proof, waterproof, termite proof. They're well proofed. They're well proven. And I can tell you from my own firsthand experience, we have sunburst shutters at our home and at my office, and we love sunburst shutters. Easy to clean and so easy to operate. Our grandson Joseph, who is 5, can operate them with one finger. That's how easy. Polywood shutters from Sunburst Shutters, available also in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco, and certainly in the Metroplex. That's where headquarters is. You can call them. They'll come to your home and bring samples. 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. Thank you, sir. If you call my program, you're going to be greeted first by Robert Borowski. Robert does everything that requires anything with talent and knowledge and skill, and then I take the rest. Whatever's left. Robert is my screener. He is also my board operator and my producer of my program, Robert Borowski. I appreciate you. Ed in Bedford, thank you for waiting. How can I help you today?
Hi, Neil. I have an ongoing problem with blackberry blooms not setting. I took out Roseboro a few years ago and replaced them with Kiowa, but still have the same issue. Less than 50% of the blooms will set and produce blackberries, and I'm wondering if there's anything I can do.
How are you pruning your blackberries?
I prune the producing canes back to the ground immediately after harvest.
Okay, you're doing that right. A lot of times you'll get odd performance from them when they're not pruned. People who don't know to do that will end up with very, very poor performance. So they're blooming well for you. They're just not setting fruit.
That's correct.
All right, I'm going to go to the obvious. This is what they call the low-hanging fruit. Do you have good bee activity?
Yeah. Last year there was a moderate amount of bee activity. Of course, I don't know what it will be this year. Mm-hmm. But, there are bees around. There's just not
as many as you've seen other times.
Swarms of them.
Yeah, that I think that unfortunately that may be the problem, and I'm not an entomologist. I've talked to a lot of bee people. I talked to somebody. I gave a program at our granddaughter's school this week, I don't do that terribly often, but when your granddaughter asks, you kind of do it. Mine was on monarch butterflies, which is another thing I'm not terribly well versed in, but I spent 6 hours getting ready for a 20-minute talk. And there was a beekeeper who followed, and I talked to him about bee colony collapse a little bit. There's so much unknown about that, but we don't have the bee activity that we have had in the past. And so as a result, that's where I would wonder if they're just not getting pollen. If you're getting the flowers, you know what, if you're getting a late frost, that could knock them too. And we've had that a couple of years. The best variety. Kiowa is the best variety.
Yeah, last year, you know, with the late freezes, I'm sure got
yeah,
some of them, if not a lot of them. This year, of course, blooms are just, buds are just now forming, so I don't think we'll have a freeze problem.
Yeah, I hope not. And you can't really lay frost cloth over blackberry, especially Kiowa with the thorns, but the thorn varieties. But if there were any way to rig something up to protect them, that might be worth doing. I don't have anything better. You waited 34 minutes for probably one of the worst answers I've given so far this month, maybe this year. I think you're on track with what you're doing, and you've done things correctly. I thought I'd have some gem to help you, but I really don't.
It's a small area, 24 by 8. Could I use Q-tips or something to?
No, I don't think so. I say that. I don't know that you'd want to get pollen on Q-tips. You might want to use a paintbrush, but oh my goodness. You know what you could do is try that on a few plants, a couple of plants, and see if you get decidedly more pollination there. But monitor the bee population. It may be that we'll have a better bee population now that we're going to have wildflowers, we're going to have things to cause them to succeed. It's just been a challenging time for everything, for trees, for bees, and everything in between. I'm getting a headache from trying to help it. I'm grunting as hard as I can, and I can't come up with a better answer. Have you, one other thing I would suggest is look at the Aggie Horticulture website. They have a really good fact sheet on blackberries. When I was writing my book, the fruit crops are not my specialty, and ornamental horticulture more is mine. But I spent a lot of time on the A&M Aggie Horticulture website. They have a single page that is kind of the hub of all of their fact sheets on all the different fruit crops, from avocados to jujubes or whatever, and blackberries has a really good write-up. I would start there and see if there's anything there that we've missed. But I think you're on the right track.
Yeah, last year the property owner, I where I have them is on loan. Last year they sprayed the area around, and the bees disappeared for several months. I finally attracted a few in late fall with.
I'm good with my answer. I think it's bees and that late freeze. I have nothing else I can add. I'm falling behind on my log here. I better get moving. But yeah, that's the best I have.
Okay.
I'm grateful for your call, and I apologize if the answer wasn't profound. So I tried. All right, thank you so much. Let me tell you right now about my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. In fact, I put everything and then some that I knew about blackberries and the other things. I really did my homework on that particular chapter of my book because, as I say, it is not my strongest suit, and I spent 2 extra weeks working on that chapter compared to all the other chapters. So I think you'll find it to be very useful, and I had my good friend Dr. George Ray McEachern helped me through the variety recommendations and any questions that I had on that particular chapter on fruit. The book covers all aspects of outdoor gardening. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is When to Do Things, when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. And then Chapter 3 through 11 cover in order trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, vegetables, fruit, and in there in the middle was lawns that I didn't put in order. And it is not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, the book that I published, or I didn't publish it, but that was published in 1991. Just because I have not always had the best results, and a lot of authors are having the same problem with publishing houses, I decided I'm going to self-publish this one. So it is only available through my office and through my website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. It is not in stores, and it's not on Amazon. If you go there, you're going to find the old book from 1991. This one is $10 cheaper and 24 years younger and a whole lot more information packed. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. And I might also add that we are finishing up the first printing of the book. They will be gone in the next month or two at the most. If you'd like to make sure you get a first printing, a signed copy of the book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, you need to order today. My office is open until 10:30 today at 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. I'll be going in to sign copies later today as needed. 1-800-752-4769. Or you can order anytime today at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. They are the best. Let me tell you right now about Wortham Brothers also. As long as you're getting the foundation all in apple pie order, you ought to get the roof as well. Man, have you ever been happier to have a good roof over your head? You don't have a good roof, you say? Well, you need to call Wortham Brothers, my friend. It's wbroofing.com is the website. The phone number is 972-562-5788. The spring storm season is right at hand, and you need to have a good roof to protect you. If your roof has suffered damage of any kind, you need to take photos of the roof before you have anything done. Notify your insurance company immediately, and the insurance company will reimburse you for emergency repairs made to prevent additional water damage. Your emergency repair in place, take the time then to choose a qualified contractor to make your repairs. If that's structural repairs, then it may be a carpenter contractor, but for most of them, Wortham Brothers can handle that for you. You have up to a year to make the repairs from the time of the claim, but that time is running out if you had any kind of damage last year. Call Wortham Brothers, leaders in their industry, more than 60,000 roofs installed since 1986. They operate all over Texas, but they are based right in the Metroplex. Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788. They are a family business, and they care about quality of what they do. To schedule your free roof inspection, you can visit wbroofing.com or call 972-562-5788. A good roof is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. Choose Wortham Brothers Roofing.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
When you think about trees, I want to, this is a hypnotic message to you. I want you to think Fannin Tree Farm. It's what people have been doing for 45 years now, something like that. Mike Fannin and his sons own and operate Fannin Tree Farm. If you have ever been on Highway 121 between Louisville and McKinney, you've gone past Fannin Tree Farm, you know right where I'm talking about. Northwest corner of Custer and 121. Mike Fannin has been in business since back in the early 70s, 1977, I guess that's kind of the mid-70s, and he grows the trees that he sells. It's a 1,200-acre farm 20 miles north of Frisco. The majority of the inventory is grown in containers and boxes, select sizes from 30-gallon containers to 120-inch boxes. You need a tree. You need a real tree. You need Fannin Tree Farm. They're great. They're just great. I have bought beautiful live oaks from Fannin Tree Farm, and they are doing wonderfully years later. I like this company, and I'm proud to have them as an advertiser. They provide the highest quality that ensures trees livability and healthy growth at 15700 Highway 121 in Frisco. 15700 Highway 121 in Frisco. That's between Custer and Independence, but it's basically northwest corner of Custer and 121. For more information, go to FanninTreeFarm.com. Fannin, F-A-N-N-I-N, FanninTreeFarm.com, 972-747-9233. To our phones, we'll go to Pam in Dallas. Pam, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sperry.
How may I help?
We're trying to locate a variety of peach tree that you think would be the perfect match for Waxahachie, Texas. There was a neighbor that had the most juicy peaches that you just, you know, couldn't duplicate even in the stores, and we didn't know where you got it or where we would be able to find one.
Well, the best varieties of peaches, I think you need to start by going to the varieties that are best adapted to North Texas. That's a critical issue to have as a beginning point. And Dr. McEachern with Texas A&M has always recommended Harvester and Redskin, and then Sentinel is another good variety. Sweetness and taste are a matter of personal preference, and so it's kind of hard to say, well, this is what I think is the sweetest one, but left on a tree to a full ripening and perfect condition, those are three of the really good ones. Wamak Nursery in De Leon is a good source, although they're almost at the tail end of their season. But their catalog is very, very good. It's online also. You could look at it at W-O-M-A-C-K, WamakNursery.com, and then click into the peach section, and they have very good descriptions of the varieties. The chilling hours in Waxahachie and Ellis County will be somewhere around 650 to 700 hours. You will see that figure given occasionally, and that will help you get the right variety. That's you'll find Alberta peaches sold occasionally in some of the mass market stores, and that variety needs a lot more cold than we have in our area. All right. If you have a true Alberta, that would be a disaster. So you need to get Sentinel, Harvester, Ranger, Redskin, Denman, D-E-N-M-A-N is a Texas A&M variety. Those are five of the really good ones, and everybody who has Loring, L-O-R-I-N-G, likes it a lot. It's a soft peach, and so it doesn't ship well, so it's not grown as much, but those are some of the best.
All right, thank you so much. What time would you suggest planting it? I'm going to call and order your book as soon as I hang up. But
good,
that
thank
way,
you.
Is there something we can do now?
Yeah, the best time to plant bare root peaches is in January, early February, and that's what Wamak sells primarily. The best time to plant them out of containers would be whenever you find a good variety in a container. Just you remember that when you plant a peach tree, you need to prune it back to about 24 inches. And so don't spend a lot of money getting a great big peach tree in a container, because you're going to give up most of that anyway. You have to get the branches down low, or else you'll be off to a flying stop. You'll have a tree that will be too tall, and it'll be too difficult to harvest the fruit.
All right. Well, that sounds perfect. Thank you so much for your knowledge, and we'll follow it.
I am glad you called. Have a great day. Thanks so much, Pam.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back to Susie in Weatherford, and then if you call right now, you'll be right after Susie. I've purposely not given the number for a little while, trying to get caught up on my calls. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Dallas Plumbing Company has been providing plumbing services to the North Texas area since 1903. Let's do that math. That's 112 years. That's a long, long time. And it's the same family now, fourth generation of the same family, owning and operating Dallas Plumbing, and they are nice people. They've earned multiple awards, Consumer Choice Award winner, Best Plumber in D Magazine, and the list continues to grow. Dallas Plumbing has a complete kitchen and bath, faucet, and fixture showroom. You can talk with professionals. You can take photos of your existing fixtures if you wish, and get new faucets and such, or if you just want to start over and have new fixtures completely, including the sinks and toilets, you can certainly do that as well. We have a lot of things at our home that came from Dallas Plumbing probably 7 or 8 years before I ever did my first ad for them. We have them do all of our service work on our heaters, air conditioners. Also, they have been to our home to work on plumbing, to my office. They're just the best. They can install, repair, maintain anything that they sell. Now, that showroom is at 11055 Plano Road, 11055 Plano Road in Dallas, about a mile north of LBJ in Dallas on Plano Road. It's open Monday through Friday all day long, and then Saturday mornings. If you'd like more information, it's 214-340-6300. That's the number you'd call for any kind of installation or repairs of heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. 214-340-6300. Website is dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
This is a message for Baylor, Plano, and Baylor McKinney in the Baylor healthcare system. Untreated diseases like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, or long-term constipation or diarrhea can contribute to colorectal cancer. Physicians usually recommend every adult have a colonoscopy starting at age 50, whether they have symptoms or not. But if an adult, no matter the age, exhibits digestive problems, a colonoscopy is often the first recommendation. Don't put off this essential screening. It's not as bad as you think. As they always say, once you get through the prep work, the actual colonoscopy is really not much. If you're age 50 or older, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR for a referral to a gastroenterologist on the Baylor Baylor Plano or Baylor McKinney medical staff. 1-800, then the number 4-BAYLOR for a referral. This is one you don't want to mess with. You don't want to take chances. You want to just do this as a routine checkup. That's Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney. And I'll have some special things to say or do. I don't know what they'll be, but you know, our daughter's life was saved at Baylor Plano about 10 years ago. And my wife is on the board at Baylor McKinney. We are long time now believers of the Baylor healthcare system. BaylorHealth.com. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. And once again, we are joined by Chad Dixon. Chad.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP news time is 9:36. A cult leader and water. Interesting story after we update your traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the classicchevrolet.com right now. Traffic watch, an accident in Fort Worth on North Loop 820 Service Road eastbound right there at Mark the 4th Parkway. Another accident has the right lane blocked. Still in Waxahachie on I-35E headed northbound after Pecan Tree Road. Let us know about any traffic problems you see. Call the traffic tip hotline anytime, 214-765-5299. Now look at the WBAP 24/7 forecast. Showers and storms likely during the first part of the day. Skies will become mostly sunny by this afternoon, high of 68. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Going to be dry, though, low 52. Things are going to start to get warmer tomorrow with mostly sunny skies, high 76. Tuesday's high 81 degrees. Right now it's 53 degrees in Fort Worth. Ted Cruz will announce tomorrow that he plans to run for president. The Texas senator will become the first high-profile Republican formally to enter the 2016 contest. His intentions to jump into the race was confirmed by a Cruz strategist who spoke to AP on condition of anonymity so as not to preclude the formal announcement. It's about Warren Jeffs and water. WBAP's Tom Clay expounds.
The Utah Attorney General's filed a lawsuit asking a judge to take over a polyamorous community's water utility amid allegations the managers loyal to imprisoned leader Warren Jeffs have siphoned off $1.7 million in revenue. Court documents filed that the money went toward managers' personal expenses and goods for Jeffs' followers in the community located along the Utah-Arizona border. The Attorney General wants a Southern Utah judge to dissolve the utility and appoint new managers. Jeffs is serving a life sentence here in Texas for sexually assaulting underage girls he considered his brides, but he's thought to still be leading the sect from prison. Tom Clay, 24/7 News.
Again, showers and storms likely, high around 68, right now 53 degrees in Arlington. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Chad Dixon. Let's get back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
Rush. We are being told that a foreign leader of an allied nation winning his own election justifies disrespect from the President of the United States. You kidding me?
Rush. 11 till 2. News Talk. 820 AM. WBAP.
Wouldn't it be great to have planting insurance? Well, you can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. Biotone Starter Plus is the ultimate starter plant food, originally designed for professionals. You can use it for everything you plant. It works like three products in one to guarantee your success even in poor soils. All you do is mix it in with the soil. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microorganisms, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result is that plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables become more abundant. Once your plants are off to a great start, don't forget to maintain them with the tone. Tones, a full line of organic plant foods including holly tone, plant tone, and tomato tone. There's a tone that's right for almost every kind of tree, shrub, flower, or vegetable. It's available in small and large bags. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Biotone Starter Plus at North Haven Gardens, Nicholson Hardy Nursery, and other fine garden centers and hardware stores. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program.
Let's go to Susie in Weatherford. Susie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I am calling to ask about planting a live oak tree. My husband and I bought a home that has an L-shaped alcove in it, and the owners planted a live oak about 10 feet from each side of the alcove. The tree, it's a single-story home. The tree is now above the gutter level, so I'm guessing it's about 20 feet tall, and it's been trimmed up. Are those roots going to destroy the foundation? Does that tree need to be removed? That's my question.
I doubt that it needs to be removed. You can deal with the roots with a root barrier put into the ground to keep the roots from getting over beneath the house at all. And that's a good distance. 10 feet is a fair distance. It's awfully close for a live oak to a house, not so much for the roots, but for the branches.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's achievable to leave it there. Or you might have somebody dig it and move it farther out for you into another part of your landscape and then put a smaller tree in that place. It would not be a place I would have planted a live oak. But I'm more concerned about the roof than I am about the foundation.
Yeah, it's been trimmed up, so the branches are growing above the roof now.
Yeah, but and branches have a habit of weighting down over time.
Yeah.
We are in a pecan forest at my home, and we have one branch in particular that comes down to touch an awning that we have from our sunroom out onto a deck. And as many times as I have, I finally had him take the branch off. Even though it was shading part of the house, I just said, you know, it just keeps being a problem, keeps rubbing, keeps dropping down from the weight of the far end of the branch. It's just a gradual thing. And so I can't advise you without seeing the setting.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly is not anything you'd have to rush to do. But on the other hand, if you are eventually going to transplant it and move it because it is worth saving, it would be better to do that while it's young rather than waiting till it's 12 inches in diameter. I would probably watch it this summer and see how it does. It's too late to be moving it right now.
Okay, so you think call an arboretist, have him look at it and see if it can be moved? And
well, I don't know if you're going to have it moved, then that's not an arborist. That would be a landscape contractor. They would come and know whether they could move it or not. An arborist would be able to tell you if a branch should be removed or not, or if, you know, how to maintain it. You want a certified arborist. I will tell you, you're in Weatherford, and I will tell you that about 3 or 4 years ago, I went to the state competition tree climbing championship for the International Society of Arboriculture Texas chapter, and I don't remember his name, but a young man from Weatherford was the tree climbing champion for the state. So you have a good firm right there in Weatherford. I just wish I could remember who it is. But you could find his name. It's about 4 years ago, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. And Texas State Tree Climbing Champion, and if you do a search, I think you can find him pretty easily. May well be that the county extension office could help you. But I would perhaps consider moving it. I would not cut it out. I'd try to save it.
Well,
anyway, that's what I have.
Well, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Susie. Have a great day. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Frank in Dallas. Frank, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, sir.
Fantastic. Hey, actually, I got two questions for you. You perked my interest on your saying you're in a pecan forest, but
well, let me handle the one that's most critical to you. The questions are tending to run kind of lengthy today. I see gotcha. The one that you ask about, and that one could be I kind of addressed it last hour. I don't know if you heard the answer or not, but go ahead. Let's start with it.
I didn't. Yeah, I have a very small yard. It's St. Augustine, and basically, it's about half kind of just torn up from the kids, and the other half is, you know, it's dead, but it's going to grow up. What would you recommend fertilizing to kind of get a jump start for that?
Okay,
sir?
I can help you with that. Have they trampled the St. Augustine completely out of the picture?
And maybe about a quarter of the area. The
reason I ask that, St. Augustine only has runners above ground. Bermuda is the more traffic-tolerant grass that we have, and it has rhizomes, which are runners below the ground as well as above ground. So that's why it holds up better to traffic. If you may have to dig some plugs and move them into the bare areas. As far as fertilizing St. Augustine, you would fertilize it in early April, again in early June, and in early September, those three times. And you would choose a lawn food that has a very high first number, the nitrogen, and probably no phosphorus, the middle number of the analysis. Third number is not quite as critical, but it probably is going to be an all-nitrogen fertilizer, and half of that nitrogen needs to be in slow-release form. Most of the fertilizers you see will be that. You just do not want to use ammonium sulfate. That's the cheap one.
Okay, very, very good.
Yeah, and I have a lot of that. If you're on Facebook, I have a lot of that on my Facebook page in notes under early spring lawn care. Also on care of turf grass. I also have it on my website in several places in the frequently asked questions. So
wonderful.
We can get you there that way. What was the other one quickly?
Quickly. I got about 87 acres and a lot of pecan trees, and I want to move some of them. And if I were to move like a foot tall pecan tree, the roots go down really deep. Is it okay if I don't only go down a foot deep, or do I have to go all the way down to the end of the taproot to move them?
Let me ask you a really silly question. Why do you want to move a 1 foot tall pecan tree?
I want to kind of make like an orchard behind the house.
Why don't you buy a grafted variety so you can have Caddo and some of the other really well adapted varieties that are going to be disease resistant? If you're planting seedlings, you might as well get pecans off the ground and plant them. They'll take over faster than the transplants would. It's too late, or it may not be too late to dig. The answer to your question as presented is yes, you can do that. And a 1 foot tall pecan tree would be about the maximum you'd want to try to dig and transplant. You could do that, and you can still do it now before they leaf out. However, you're going to have a bunch of native pecans, and if that's all you care about, which is fine, there's nothing wrong with native pecans, except that they're not predictable, and you're going to lose a lot of them to pecan scab. Whereas if you go with Desirable and Caddo and some of the other really good varieties, you might be years ahead, much better.
Excellent, Neil. Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you, Frank. I appreciate your understanding on the questions. Let me tell you about my book, and in fact, all of that information on pecans and other fruit crops available in the book, as well as just about everything else I could think of. I worked about a year on this book, about a month per chapter, and then a month at the printing press. It was printed in San Antonio. I wanted my book to be printed in the United States, and when they said, well, we have a really good bid from San Antonio, I said, that's it. That's where I was born. That's where my book was born. Neil Sprey's Lone Star Gardening, copyright date 2014. Neil Sprey's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, copyright date 1991. Which one do you want? If you go into a bookstore or if you go on Amazon, you're going to get the old one. I chose not to put my new book on Amazon or in stores, but indeed to sell them all myself through my office and through my website. I just have been burned horribly, as so many authors have, by publishers who are not truthful in their royalty statements. And so I said, I'm just going to self-publish. I know that it won't sell as many because it won't be out there in front of people's eyes, but I'm satisfied with that. This is a book I always wanted to have for you. I'll be proudly signing and personalizing books this afternoon at the Collin County Master Gardeners Garden Show, and I'll give you more details on that in a moment, but you can order signed copies right now by calling my office, and satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, not in stores and not on Amazon. This is a completely different book from the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It is not a revision. and satisfaction is completely guaranteed. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. You will be getting a signed copy, first printing of the book, if you call the office before 10:30. 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or you can order anytime today at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams. It's officially spring. Visit Shades of Green and let them help you get started in the right direction this spring with their fresh daily arrivals of cool season annual color, perennials, herbs, veggies, flowering shrubs, and trees. Now's the time to get outside and spruce up your landscape with new color and texture. New arrivals of colorful pottery and fountains, bird baths, garden benches, and kinetic wind sculptures are a perfect finishing touch for your garden. Check out Shades of Green's new boutique gift shop items, too. Shades of Green carries a wide selection of mulches, compost, fertilizers, and organic products to prepare your planting beds for spring's arrival. Shades of Green would like to remind you this is a great time to plant trees. They have over 40 varieties of trees available, and they can even plant them and guarantee them for you. Fresh arrivals include beautiful ornamental trees, Chinese pistache, live oak, red oak, and Eldorica pine, just to name a few. Need some planting ideas and suggestions? Give them a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. Visit Shades of Green on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions.
All right, Neil Sperry back with you now to tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair. You've heard me talk about Fred Marshall and his business for 20 years, and proudly so. They have worked at my home, and they have done work at my office. My home is a slab. They did work on one room that was where the slab was poured later, and it developed some pretty significant problems, and boy, those problems went away. They did a great job. That was from Advanced Foundation Repair, and they have a division within the company for pier and beam houses, which is what my office is. It was built in 1927, and that separate division knows exactly how to deal with pier and beam. So between the two, they have made us whole once again, Advanced Foundation Repair. Now, if you call them, they will come and give your home an inspection. They will, even in the wet weather like we're having now, they can tell if there are foundation problems. They have ways of knowing that, and they can address them even now. You don't have to wait for hot, dry weather in the summer. If you have cracks, if you've typically had cracks, or if you have doors that don't work properly now, or windows, that's a pretty good evidence that you have foundation issues. The home inspection is free. They do not dream up problems. They will be very candid with you. If you don't have a problem, they'll tell you that. They are the best, and their work is guaranteed for the lifetime of the home. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. Or visit foundationrepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair. This afternoon at 2:30, I will be speaking as a part of the Collin County Master Gardeners Garden Show is the name of the event at Myers Event Center. It's Lake Forest, about four and a half miles north of 380 in northwest McKinney. It's right there by the Baylor McKinney Hospital. You go north from there, 4 to 4.5 miles, you'll see the signs. I'll be there at 2:30, be there at 1:15 or so signing my new book, and I'll sign after my talk as well. So I hope you'll come out and see me. My office number, if you'd like to call to order the book, is 800-752-GROW. It'll be open until 10:30, 1-800-752-4769 or neilsperry.com. Let's go to Michael in New Hope. Michael, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about snapdragons in a container.
Yes, sir.
We've made it through the winter, covered them. They survived and all that.
Good job.
I got, you know, the plants are nice and healthy. They're 12, 14, 15 inches tall, loaded with buds that won't open. They're sharing a container with some petunias that are nice and
They'll colorful. Get there, Michael. It's the cloudy, cold weather or cool weather. That's exactly it. If the plants are healthy and not wilting from being too wet or anything else, they will open. I promise you. They are just stalled out because of the weather. I'll bet they'll be in bloom by the end of the week because of the warmth and the sunshine.
Yeah, I went to Callaway's and they gave me, or I sold some, bought some 12, 12, 12 pellets.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's good for long-term feeding, but I don't think it's a nutritional
problem. It's just the sunshine, huh?
I think it is. It sure is.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Let's go to Betty in Dallas. Betty, this is Neil, my last call for the day. How may I help you?
Okay, I have something taken over my yard, and I took a piece of it to the nursery, and they say it's rye grass.
Okay.
How can I get rid of that?
All right. Rye grass is a cool season grass. It germinates in September. It's annual. It comes up from seed each year. It comes up in September, grows a little bit in the fall, some during the winter, and then it goes nuts in the spring, especially when it's wet. And, and Betty, there is no spray that you can use to get rid of ryegrass in your lawn now. There's nothing you can use once it is growing because anything you put on it will kill the lawn grass, your Bermuda or St. Augustine.
Okay.
So what you need to do is keep mowing it, and I know you'll have to mow pretty often because it's pretty succulent.
Well,
keep mowing it, and then and it will die away in May when it gets hot. Once your lawn starts to green up, it will blend in with the grass, and you'll be fine. And then come the first week of September, it's a critical time. You have 1 week chance. You put out either Dimension or Halts, H-A-L-T-S, or Dimension.
Halt last year.
Okay, and your timing must have been off a little bit, but it has to be that first week of September, and that will keep it from sprouting.
Oh, okay, first week of September. Do I put it back any time now? Or
no,
just...
no, one time that week. Has to be that week, and that'll
first
keep it from germinating.
First week in September.
Yep, that's all I have.
Okay, then.
Appreciate
your
call. Thank you very, very much. Robert Borowski, you've been a hero for me today. I thank you for that. Folks, neilsperry.com. Robert, am I on time? I think I am. All right, good deal. Didn't hear my music. And so give my office a call if you wish, 800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. Happy gardening.